My name is Professor Chris Alden. I'm a director of the Global South Unit in the International Relations Department. We'd like to welcome you to the third annual CAF conference. We have many distinguished speakers here. I'd like to start with two of the most distinguished. My boss, always distinguished.
You don't have a boss.
and my other boss, you might say, in this context. Director and President Craig Calhoun of the LSE, and then subsequently President Enrique Garcia of CAF. Both good and close supporters of this process behind the good turnout and the good array of speakers that we have here. So first, if I can ask Craig to speak to this.
Great. Thanks, Chris. I'll stand up, but I'm not going to move to the podium. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being a part of this conference. As Chris just said, the third in this series of conferences that the CAF has sponsored and helped to organize here. I'm very grateful to each of the two people who share the panel, and I want to begin by expressing thanks, of course, to Chris Alden, who has been the key organizer on behalf of the LSE and also an intellectual force in this consideration of thinking in a wider way about development in the Global South. But also, I want to thank Enrique Garcia, and I want to add, I thank him as the president of CAF, but I thank him as an LSE colleague, of course, as well, because he is, in fact, also a member of the LSE and associated as a visiting professor with our work. And we're very grateful to Enrique not only for the network he brings, but the leadership, both intellectual and practical, which is extremely important to these events in this program. I'm not going to try to say a lot, but I want to say just one or two things. First, it's been a difficult year. For thinking about the issues of the Global South, this has been an extraordinarily challenging year. Last year, at this event, we had some debates about how optimistic to be or not. Unfortunately for me, because I was calling, as I always do, for optimism, those who argued for pessimism may have had a sounder prediction of the coming year. The range of issues has been very large. The interconnection between issues of economic activity and economic development and a range of other kinds of concerns has been acute. So security issues and armed conflict have been basic shaping factors. Migration crisis, which for those in Europe, I'm afraid, always looks like a European crisis, which it is because it's deeply damaging the EU, but of course, it is a global crisis, and we have to think about it in ways that reach beyond this Eurocentric view. The crises of a range of economies with somewhat different issues are there. The way in which the Chinese slowdown has affected economies in Latin America and throughout the world is basic. The impact of relatively good economic growth in the United States has been a mixed blessing in some other parts of the world, pulling some economies along, providing some vitality, but also providing some distortions in capital markets that have affected developing economies. Issues of corruption have come to the fore again in thinking about economic activity in many countries. And this, of course, is both a practical issue and a political issue that is challenging. In short, when I tell you again that I hope we will find some optimism in this conference, I think we hope against a lot of pressure. I think that optimism is crucial because without optimism, it is very hard to have an orientation to practical action to build a better future. And after all, we are interested in practical action to build a better future. We need to believe this is possible. We need to have ideas that can have an effect, and we need to believe that there is enough control over how our projects work that the effect is predictable. Well, the title of this conference is very well chosen: Global Governance in an Era of Uncertainty. The uncertainty is enormous. We see this reflected in markets that are gyrating wildly. You know, at the London School of Economics, we are committed to the view that there is a rationality to the markets. But when they swing up by 4%, down by 2%, back and forth day to day, it's hard sometimes to sustain that belief. It's not just equities markets. It is a big issue in the world. There's enormous volatility, and there's enormous uncertainty about how things will work. Our task, I think, is to see the trends and the underlying factors behind the volatility and the more or less surface action, and identify ways to undertake practical action to build a better world despite the uncertainty. To do this, governance becomes a big issue. Not just governments, but governance. And the challenges of global governance with institutions that have not proved as strong as we would like or as effective as we would like in managing a range of these global crises. So the work of this conference and the work of the larger CAF Global South projects, which my colleagues have been leading, is extremely important. Without effective global governance, it will be very hard to have enough stability and enough effective integration to be able to get past the uncertainty and see the directions in which development can take place in the world. So, despite a difficult year, I want to call on you to struggle to find some inner resources of optimism, to think about how global governance can, in fact, create effective working conditions for practical action, and to look towards the possibilities, even if they are not guarantees, of a better future. Thank you for being here and being a part of this event.
Thank you very much, and I would like to ask President Enrique Garcia to speak.
You are taller, so.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Great for your kind words, Chris. Indeed, good morning to all of you. It's a great pleasure and honor to be in this room in the third year that we have this conference. Sometimes you might ask yourselves and say, well, what is a development bank doing in a conference with the titles, sophisticated titles like the one of today, governance, global governance? And one of the things that I believe strongly is that institutions like the one I honor to preside, I have to be looked upon not only as a source of financing programs and projects, financial matters, but the intellectual side, the capacity to understand what is happening not only in the region, in this case Latin America, but in the world, as a platform to provide good advice and good ways to improve the quality of life of the majority of the citizens. As Craig said, I think the mood has changed. If we go back, let's say two years ago, on the first conference, the mood was very, very optimistic, I think. Latin America, going to Latin America in concrete terms, had a very, very positive decade of growth, of a very important matter, reduction of poverty. Middle classes became something very, very common. At least people who went out of poverty believed they were in the middle classes, and consequently expectations became very high. We thought that the China dynamic performance of so many years would continue at the same level, and well, suddenly what we see is that in the last 15 months or so, things have changed in the world. We see that China is adjusting itself. Well, it's not a tragedy. It's a something that the Chinese authorities very clearly have stated, and in fact, when we go to China quite often, this is not something that came as a surprise. Of course, some of the recent elements are a little surprising, but it's a very explicit policy because the Chinese are changing from a model of export-oriented approach to a more balanced approach where internal demand will play a role. In that context, to expect rates of growth of 8, 9, 10, 11% is difficult. So that's the normal. Now, in Latin America, of course, we have had a very, very strong impact in the last year. And after many years of very positive growth, we see that the region has shown last year marginal negative growth, and the expectations for this coming year are not very bright. Of course, the weight of some of the largest economies, like the case of Brazil, Venezuela, and Argentina, has been very, very important. But should be Latin Americans be very pessimistic about that? And I think we have to be balanced. We have to look, in my opinion, to these circumstances as a window of opportunity to make some substantial structural reforms that were not made during the years that we had such a positive external situation with these windfall profits that came from very high commodity prices. So this implies that there is time for not only the economies that need some adjustment to adjust themselves in macroeconomic terms, but to go beyond that in terms of putting more emphasis on a long-term vision, on productive transformation to move from traditional comparative advantage approach to a competitive advantage approach, in which it's essential to strengthen institutions, to have education for the 21st century and not the 19th century, and to put more emphasis on infrastructure and things like that. So this is the big challenge. Now, why did we choose together with the LSE this topic? Because indeed, the governance is a critical element. And here, I'm so happy to see that we were able to attract, and thank you to the speakers, we have outstanding people with a lot of experience in the world, in international institutions, in different regions, different areas that will provide us, I'm sure, a very, very valid platform to think about the future. And of course, in the case of both institutions, the London School of Economics and the group that Chris leads on the South, and in the case of CAF, that will be very important to provide what is crucial, as I said before, some piece of advice to the countries of the, in our case, of the region, and to learn of the experiences of other parts of the world, as we have done in past years, will be crucial elements. So I, again, thank you very much. I welcome all of you, and I'm sure that this day will be a very positive day, and that the pessimism that we are showing recently will become less pessimistic, more optimistic, with the experiences that happen in other parts. I remember, if we go back 30 years ago, in the case of Latin America, when the debt crisis and all those things, and here we have some of the important actors, Michel Candesu and Enrique Iglesias, there was a very tough, nothing compared to that is what we have now. So we have to be more optimistic. So thank you very much, and let's enjoy this positive day. Thank you.
Wonderful. So I want to thank all of you again, and to remind you the collaboration that we have with CAF involves a conference, but also a studentship support for a CAF fellow, and indeed for research, that ongoing research within our school. So we're very grateful for this, and we're very grateful to the two speakers here. And with that, Chris, let me hand over the first panel to Enrique.